This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's has taken the time. They've done the research. They have put together the shapes, the geometry, based upon what's going to work ergonomically for you with that long gun, with that bolt gun, with that shotgun, whatever it is, they are set and ready for you. Check them out at BoydsGunstocks.com. Now, let me shift a little bit, if I may be so bold. Let's move a little more into the Midwest. Let's move to New Jersey. See, here is the saddest thing about gun control and the fight against gun control. That's going to continue ad infinitum. We're going to be in this fight for the rest of our life, and the people behind us will be in the fight their entire life. But what is happening right now in New Jersey should frighten every one of us, gun owner or not. Something called NJS 102 will most likely be affirmed by the Democrat Senate majority and the NJ legislature. And they've already passed the following, A-1217, which would create restraining orders in the state allowing family members or others. This is the gun violence restraining order. A-2757, which would require all private gun sales in the state to go through a licensed dealer, universal background checks, if you will. A-2759, which would create an outright ban in the state on possessing armor-piercing bullets, which is a stupid one to go for because that's already federal. And I think it's already federal. A-2761, which would ban magazines in the state that hold more than 10 rounds with some exceptions. Now, how will this affect gun owners? Well, quite a ways. No person shall be convicted of an offense for possessing any firearms, weapons, destructive devices, large capacity ammunition magazines, silencers, or explosives if, after giving written notice of his intention to do so, including the proposed date and time of surrender, he voluntarily surrendered the weapon, device, instrument, or substance in question to the superintendent or to the chief of police in the municipality in which he resides, provided that the required notice is received by the superintendent or the chief of police before any charges have been made or complaints filed. So if you have one of these things, you had better pony up, because if they find out that you have them and you haven't ponied up yet, they'll be coming for you. Furthermore, a firearm with a fixed magazine capacity holding up to 15 rounds, which is incapable of being modified to accommodate 10 or less rounds, is to be registered, which will be splendid because they don't have serial numbers yet. If not, the firearms owner must complete a registration statement to be prescribed by the superintendent of the state police and produce for inspection a valid firearms purchaser identification card, permit to carry a handgun, or permit to purchase a handgun. This is what happens in some of these states. Moreover, the heir or estate of an owner of a firearm which has been registered pursuant to this section shall, within 90 days after the owner's death, dispose of that firearm in accordance to the sections of the proposed law. So, if you own one in New Jersey and then you die, guess what? This is not something you can bequeath. It has to wait till its appointed time, and then it has to be shredded. So New Jersey is now coercing a portion of the population to hand over the defensive weapons or else. They're kind enough also to outline the consequences of not obeying these regulations. Like, in revising the definition of semi-automatic rifles, considered to be an assault firearm are those with a fixed magazine capacity exceeding 10 rather than 15 rounds. The possession of such weapons, if unlicensed or unregistered, is a second-degree crime. Since a crime of the second degree is punishable by 5 to 10 years imprisonment, a fine of up to $150,000 or both, the bill may cause indeterminate additional court and criminal prosecution costs to the state and localities, indeterminate increased costs of incarceration to the Department of Corrections, and indeterminate additional revenue from court-imposed fines. So they're also looking at this as a money-making proposition. They also have the bill may increase state revenues and expenditures by indeterminate amounts and may also cause local revenues and expenditures to increase by indeterminate amounts, which I don't even know why this is in here. I guess they're really being thorough. This is basically confiscation of property. Punishment by grandfathering and establishing ex post facto law, which is law that makes illegal an act that was legal when committed, increases the penalties for an infraction after it has been committed, or changes the rules of evidence to make conviction easier. The Constitution prohibits the making of ex post facto law. Moreover, New Jersey A1181 mandates law enforcement in the state to seize a person's guns if a mental health professional determines they pose a threat to themselves or others. But what if that gun belongs to a family member? What about that person's constitutional rights? Will that individual have to surrender his weapons? Will that person be fined or incarcerated? Will the spouse of a law enforcement officer be held liable if she resorts to using her husband's legal 15-round firearm when he's out of town and she has to face down an intruder? That's happened. That's actually happened. So, is there a double standard here? Then New Jersey A2758 mandates that state residents need to show a justifiable need to obtain a permit to carry a handgun, meaning they must show they face a specific threat to their own safety. Just like Carol Bowne was trying to, gives the state way too much power. And that is potentially dangerous. And, you know, why does anybody live in New Jersey? I know people that live in New Jersey. Anthony Calandro, Gun for Hire, great guy, great radio host, lives in New Jersey. Why, Anthony? Why? Tony Simon. Second Amendment is for everyone. A gentle giant trying to teach people how to shoot. Why are you living there, Tony? Get out. Now, what if the threat is deemed inconsequential and someone is murdered by a jealous boyfriend? You know, but there's other relevant considerations that include banning magazines that hold more than 10 rounds will not reduce the lethality of a criminal who can obtain a high-capacity magazine from other states. And it will cause owners of these guns to incur a financial loss of millions of dollars because of the destruction of the magazines and the eventual replacement with these new magazines. So there's a loss of value not only once but twice. And those who pass these laws will instantly be creating not just criminals, but armed criminals by thousands or more at the stroke of a pen. And removing a part of a collectible firearm will reduce the value of that item. So some firearms are specifically designed for 15-round magazines. I'm looking at one. And may not function properly with lower capacity aftermarket magazines. But any individual with ill intent can do just as much harm as quickly with 6 10-round magazines. Ask about Elliot Rodgers with his 41 10-rounders. But, you know, I really wish these people I know would get out of that state. I really do. Come on. Get out of that state. Come join the free world. It'll be good. You'll like it. It'll be good. We're going to look at this other thing coming out of California again. These states, these anti-gun states, are just driving me crazy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. bullets in a name. If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And before I forget about it, this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
These are stocks that were developed based upon how different people reacted to the shape, based on the ergonomics of real people using these stocks. Now, there's certain fundamentals about body types, body size, arm length, that kind of thing that come into play. And these address all of that. And all of that is just simply waiting for you. All you have to do is go to boydsgunstocks.com. In April of this year, last month, California DOJ raided prominent Kern County farmer Jeffrey Scott Kirschenman. The justification for the raid was pictures the farmer had sent to the DOJ in an attempt to register a rifle. The DOJ claimed the rifle was an illegally modified assault weapon. During the raid, they confiscated 230 rounds of ammunition, a dozen guns, two objects claimed to be silencers, and some sort of trigger activator. Now, there's a reason to be wary of the accuracy of the claims about what was found during the raid, because California law is very complex. And California law enforcement officers have been known to make mistakes about what is an assault weapon and what is not. Whether or not something is a silencer can only be determined with a test to see if the device actually reduces the sound signature of a firearm. And there are many fake look-alike simulated silencers on the market. But coming from KGET.com, locally in California, retired KCSO Commander Joe Pilkington is a court-recognized firearms expert. He could not speak directly to Kirschenman's case, but says laws are changing so frequently, it's often hard to keep up with the latest regulation. Just in the last few years, there have been lots of changes in gun laws, he said. Making an effort, a good faith effort, to comply with these really complicated laws should count for something. A new state law requires assault-style weapons to be registered by the end of June. Pilkington recommends anyone who isn't sure about the process go through a FFL. For a long time, those who wish to disarm us here in the United States have told Second Amendment supporters that registration does not lead to confiscation. And for the same amount of years, Second Amendment supporters have been repeatedly told no one wants to confiscate your guns. In this case, an attempt to register a gun led to confiscation of several guns and a dozen felony charges against the owner of the gun who'd made the attempt. So this raid was actually counterproductive if the purpose was to actually have guns registered. Comments among gun owners ran to these lines: don't ever register anything. It cannot lead to anything good. Or, guy was probably trying to do the right thing. He has money now. He will be bankrupted by the state. Or, can't possibly know what is legal and illegal anymore without a law degree. And, too bad he wasn't an illegal alien. They would go easy on him. I believe the term we would use in this case is that California gun laws are extremely complex and almost Byzantine. They are difficult to follow. And the California State Attorney's Office has a reputation for pursuing extremely strict, even quite bizarre interpretations of the law. And a federal judge had this to say about California gun law in 2017. From SandiegoUnionTribune.com. The judge eviscerated the attorney general's arguments and said while the lawyer was well prepared for her presentation, she was not able to describe certain intricacies of the law. And who could blame her? The California matrix of gun control laws is among the harshest in the nation and are filled with criminal law traps for people of common intelligence who desire to obey the law, Benitez said. Statutes must be sufficiently well defined so that reasonably intelligent citizens can know what conduct is against the law. No kidding. Their monopoly on power in California by far-left Democrats has not helped anything. They seem to be in a race to pass complicated and severe laws. And several of these, unfortunately, have been upheld by the Ninth Circuit, and the Supreme Court does not seem interested in hearing appeals. That's got to change. So it's too early to know exactly what will happen, or what happened with Jeffrey Scott Kirschman's case. No one was harmed by his activity. The drug war has created ample precedent to impose big penalties on cases where there is no clear victim. The California legislature is creating a reputation as a state most infringing on Second Amendment rights. Now, currently, New Jersey and Hawaii can logically be claimed to infringe more because they effectively issue no permits to carry guns outside of the home. Many counties in California issue substantial numbers of carry permits. That does not happen in New Jersey or Hawaii. California is one of only six states that does not have a protection of the right to keep and bear arms in its state constitution. Many have questioned whether the California legislature wants people to actually follow the law or whether they wish to create more felons among gun owners to signal virtue and to discourage gun ownership. The famous quote from Ayn Rand comes to mind. "Do you really think we want those laws observed?" said Dr. Ferris. "We want them to be broken. You better get it straight that it's not a bunch of Boy Scouts you're up against. We're after power, and we mean it. There's no way to rule innocent men. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals. And when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible for men to live without breaking laws. Who wants a nation of law-abiding citizens? What's there in that for anyone? But just pass the kind of laws that can neither be observed nor enforced or objectively interpreted, and you create a nation of lawbreakers, and then you cash in on guilt. And now that's the system, Mr. Reardon, that's the game. And once you understand it, you'll be much easier to deal with." Jeffrey Scott Kirschman does have the means to fight the legal battle, but, you shouldn't rely on the California DOJ to give unbiased information on the case, because they're the ones prosecuting it. They probably don't even know what reliable information looks like. That sounds interesting, doesn't it? Now, Jeffrey Scott Kirschman has rationally lawyered up and is not releasing information to the public. And as for us, it'll probably be years before we ever know anything on this one. If ever. So, California, too complex to understand. I guess, I'm not going to go too legit to quit. I'm just not going to do that. Sorry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is hosting a celebration of America at the White House this after canceling a visit by the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles after it was found out that only 8 to 10 of the players would actually be in attendance at the White House. The president reminded the crowd in attendance why we stand for the national anthem.
We stand to honor our military and to honor our country and to remember the fallen heroes who never made it back home. We stand to show our love for our fellow citizens and our magnificent Constitution. We stand to pay tribute to the incredible Americans who came before us and the heroic sacrifices they made.
A new report out says Medicare's hospital trust fund is expected to run out of money in 2026. That's 3 years earlier than previously projected. The reason: reduced revenues from payroll and Social Security taxes and higher than expected payments to hospitals and private Medicare plans. This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, the thing about Boyd's gun stocks, when I was shooting guns like that in the military, it was one size fits all. And that was fine, but it would have been so much better, especially when you've got a mission in the military, and accuracy becomes a key component of that mission. So using a Boyd's gun stock where the accuracy is going to improve, your comfort level is going to improve, the ergonomics are going to be better, it's the best way to go. It's the only way to go. And that's why, you know, if you're thinking about this, if you're looking out there and you're saying to yourself, you know, I would really like to rejuvenate this old weapon. Well, yeah, that's why you need to go to BoydsGunStocks.com. Now, in the wake of Parkland and Santa Fe, which both of those shootings, by the way, one goes against the traditional model of what they're trying to ban in Santa Fe, and Parkland just was a failure on so many levels of so many things. Despite that, many in the mainstream media have taken their always alarmist rhetoric to just outrageously new heights. Bloomberg's anti-gun front group Every Town for Gun Safety has released misleading and routinely debunked figures on the prevalence of school shootings in the U.S. A New York Times columnist wrote an article following the Houston shooting titled, "This is School in America Now, calling these tragedies an everyday nightmare." Reporter for the Washington Post authored an article with a salacious and misleading headline, 2018 has been deadlier for school children than service members. Now, it wasn't until the fifth paragraph that the Post bothered to mention that there are 50 million public school students as compared to 1.3 million members of the military, meaning service in our armed forces is, in fact, contrary to the headline, seven times deadlier. Barack Obama's Education Secretary Arne Duncan has called for a school boycott while contending that the threat of gun violence infects everyday life. All of this designed with you in mind to instill fear in parents and school children and adolescents in order to produce ratings and clicks while pushing a stagnant gun control agenda. But then once you start taking a sober look at the data, this reveals that school mass shootings are, you know, extraordinarily rare events, and that schools are the safest place a child can be. The most dangerous place a child can be is in the car on the way to school. In the car on the way home from school. Northeastern University Lippman Family Professor of Criminology, Law, and Public Policy, James Allen Fox, had extensive academic research on, has led this, and in February he released data that he and a colleague collected for a forthcoming book titled The Three R's of School Shootings, Risk, Readiness, and Response. An article that summarizes research made clear that mass school shootings are incredibly rare events, and it pointed out that the researchers found that shooting incidents involving students have been declining since the 1990s. Quoting Fox, the item then went on to state, four times the number of children were killed in schools in the early 1990s than today. There is not an epidemic of school shootings, he said, adding that more kids are killed each year from pool drownings or bicycle accidents. Following the shooting in Houston, Fox took the pages of USA Today to reiterate his call for calm. He pointed out that school shootings, however horrific, are not the new normal, and despite the occasional tragedy, our schools are safe, safer than they have been for decades. Other academics have also tried to put these tragedies in perspective. Following the shooting in Parkland, Harvard instructor and expert in risk analysis David Ropick wrote a piece for the Washington Post titled, "School Shootings Are Extraordinarily Rare. Why is Fear of Them Driving Policy?" That's a great question. The Education Department reports that roughly 50 million children attend public schools for roughly 180 days per year. Since Columbine, approximately 200 public school students have been shot to death while school was in session, including the recent slaughter of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, and a shooting in Birmingham, Alabama on Wednesday that police called accidental that left one student dead. This means the statistical likelihood of any given public school student being killed by a gun in school or on any given day since 1999 was roughly 1 in 614 million. And since the 1990s, shootings at schools have been getting less common. Then he went on to point out, the chance of a child being shot and killed in a public school is extraordinarily low. Not zero. No risk is. But it is far lower than many people assume, especially in the glare of the heart-wrenching news coverage after an event like Parkland. And it's far lower than almost any other mortality risk a kid faces, including traveling to and from school, catching a potentially deadly disease while in school, or suffering a life-threatening injury playing interscholastic sports. In one of those rare moments of journalistic integrity, the New York Times addressed this topic in a piece titled, "Why Campus Shootings Are So Shocking, School is the Safest Place for a Child." Director of the National Center for Juvenile Justice, Melissa Sickman, told the paper, "Especially in the younger grades, school is the safest place they can be." Pointing to a report from school safety analyst Safe Havens International, the Times explained, "In some parts of the country, accidents related to high winds, like tornadoes, presented a more deadly threat to children than an active shooter." Driving the point on risk home in another New York Times piece, columnist Tina Rosenberg wrote, "A school can expect a shooting once every few thousand years." Data from the Department of Education's National Center for Education Statistics shows there's not an upward trend in fatal violence in schools. There are indicators of school crime and safety 2017 report, which measures through 2015, explained. The percentage of youth homicides occurring at school remained at less than 3% of the total number of youth homicides between 1992 and 93, when the data collection began. And 2014-2015, even though the absolute number of homicides of school-age youth at school varied across the years. According to the data from the CDC, the overall rate and number of homicide deaths among school-aged children and adolescents ages 5 to 18 dropped by more than half from 1993 to 2050. It also indicates that threats and injuries with weapons on school property are decreasing. The report points out the percentage of students who reportedly being threatened or injured with a weapon on school property was lower in 2015 than in every survey year between 1993 and 2011. So in light of all of this, the data showing schools are the safest place for the child, Duncan's call for parents to keep their children out of school is a galling attempt to score a political point or two with a proposal that would expose children and adolescents to more risk than they would ever face in a classroom. And his comments reveal the attitude, the altitude of the ivory tower that he lives in here. We live in the really real world, in the midst of the current advocacy-fueled media hysteria that's out there today. Policymakers and concerned people should slow down long enough to examine the facts on school safety. A thoughtful analysis of the data reveals that the type of violence seen in Parkland and Houston remains rare, and that public schools are the safest place for children and adolescents. And that's all there is to it. It's a very simple equation. Very simple, very easy to follow. Even an anti-gun advocate can follow it, can understand it, can get it, can comprehend it. Now, if they would only do that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Boyd's is, what they have done is nothing short of, they've actually gotten you from point A to point B without you having to do what they needed to do to get this research together in order for you to make an informed choice when it comes to ergonomic excellence. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm very concerned with road rage. More to the point, where do we draw the line at that? If I'm driving along the way and somebody pulls out in front of me, cuts me off, does something just, you know, that's completely reprehensible, and I use my horn to let them know that I find it reprehensible, and they pull over and get out of their vehicle with a steel rod, have they crossed the threshold for me when it comes to imminent threat of bodily harm or death? Let's give you an example. Chicago Daily Herald reports that one Charles R. Peterson was taken into custody during the evening of May 19th for a road rage incident in the Norwood Park District. He was a passenger in a car that cut off another vehicle in traffic on I-90. They followed the car that they cut off, eventually pointing a gun at the driver. Unfortunately for Peterson and his driver, the man that Peterson pointed his gun at happened to be an off-duty officer of the Chicago PD. Gosh, sometimes, you know, every day, every dog has his day, and sometimes some have two. The Illinois State Police initiated a stop, and Peterson and his friend were taken into custody. The gun was loaded. He's now facing charges of aggravated unlawful use of a weapon, a felony, and misdemeanor aggravated assault. This is not a unique incident. if you were to Google road rage gun or something to that effect, you'll find multiple instances from anywhere in the country. That brings us to the topic of road rage. You know, I talked about getting a dash cam the other day. That's because traffic is very frustrating for me, to be sure. It's annoying, and it's stressful with dozens of cars nearby. And add that to someone cutting you off, going slower than the speed limit in the fast lane, driving a Prius, although that's okay. It isn't too hard to imagine why someone might stop. If you're confronted by someone who clearly has road rage and is attempting to harass you, the first thing, and this is actually in here as much for an instructional thing for me as it is for you, because I've been wondering about this, the first thing that I need to do is to remain calm. And I'm going to agree with that. They've lost their mind. There's no reason that I should lose mine. You know, lock your doors, roll your windows up. Do not make eye contact, which that one I may have to balk at that one. Stay away from the horn, and certainly do not render a one-finger salute. That is a sign of aggression among primates that our silly monkey brains pick up under stress, and the latter behaviors are likewise usually taken that way. I don't mind allowing an aggressive driver to pass me. I don't mind slowing down and letting them, you know, below the speed limit, letting them get past me. I don't block either the passing lane nor the right turn lane. I'll let them get past me. You might be tempted to follow them and call the police. Don't. Then you're possibly running the risk of, if this is an unhinged person, they may find that as a challenge, and that can escalate the situation. If a car appears to be following, stalking, or harassing you in traffic, you need to either find a way to ditch them by putting as many cars as possible between yours and theirs. Big rigs, panel vans, they're helpful for that endeavor, or ditch them if possible. Take an exit on a safe but abrupt manner while a semi-truck is blocking your view would be perfect. And if you can't shake the tail, then maybe you call the cops and give them the make, model, color, and license plate of your car and whatever information you can give them about theirs. Tell them what street you're on and which direction you're heading. This is where things like having an operating, running GPS would come into play, because it will tell you where you're at. It will tell you where you're going, what direction you're headed in, that kind of thing. Whatever you do, we should not confront them. I don't have a problem not confronting them. But if you have to pull over, do so in a public place with lots of witnesses around. Also, make sure that you don't succumb to road rage, traffic, you know. Traffic notwithstanding, but that doesn't excuse any bad behavior on your part. Get good sleep whenever possible. Give yourself ample time to arrive at work. Chances are that lives don't depend on what you do for a living, so do try to keep that in mind. If you find yourself getting angry, instead of giving it into it, recognize that for what it is. You're frustrated because you don't get exactly what you want, or this or that or the other thing. Recognize and let it pass. As gun carriers, I very rarely hear about this actually happening. So I don't hear most people feeding the impulse by indulging anger or frustration. You might start thinking things like, that guy did something wrong, but you're not the police, I'm not the police, and justice is not my purview. Stop thinking in those terms. The world isn't going to be fair, and nothing you do will make it so. So remember that you're not entitled to a thing in this world. We aren't owed anything by anyone. The only certainties are death and taxes. So keep a good perspective. And if you feel like you're about to fly off the handle, focus on something else. I myself like 40s music. I might, I might work on my breathing or something. Turn, whistle the tune, if I could whistle. Do anything I can to try to calm yourself down, you know. But then there's the other problem where people, in this society of ours, we have gotten to the point now to where people just seem to think that they can do and say and whatever they want to do and say to you. That's a problem. That's a problem of the highest order. And, I don't know how you get past that. Because it's not you you're attempting to police. You're attempting to police you know, you're attempting to keep them from getting close enough to you to do things to you. And, you know, you're trying to do it in an unviolent manner. And sometimes that's not really going to be up to you. That's the biggest problem of them all, where your choices are not going to get, they're not going to be involved in that. So, bear that in mind as I continue to try. This is all about me. This is, you know, there's some things that interest me a lot that I'll look at that and I'll say, put it in the show. But this is something that's going on with me because I have recognized that as much as I don't like it, there's a lot of idiots behind the wheels of cars today. Sometimes one of them is me. So that's the part that concerns me the most. And, you know, in a lot of cases, this is just me projecting with you to me. You know what I'm talking about. So, I mean, the other day when the guy pulled out in front of me with the car and everything, and he was headed my, he was coming at me head on because he didn't have enough, shall we say, he didn't have enough discipline to wait his turn. And that's the part, boys and girls, that is the issue. That's the part that bothers me the most. So, keep that in mind as you're driving the friendly roads around you. Don't give, sort of sounds like Yoda. Don't give in to hate. Yeah, I sort of dig that. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.